It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID-19 outbreaks are on the rise this week, according to state health officials. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
Most of the outbreaks that have been reported are in K-12 schools and nursing homes. According to the weekly state data, there were 722 active COVID-19 outbreaks as of Wednesday, a total that was last seen in February. An outbreak is at least two confirmed cases linked to the same place or event. Officials say, compared with last week, schools reported 18 more virus outbreaks and nursing homes reported 13 more. Manufacturing facilities, offices, and restaurants also saw an increase in outbreaks. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Governor Polis signed two mental health bills into law Thursday. Lieutenant Governor Diane Primavera says the bills go toward reimagining mental health care in Colorado.
With approximately 1 million people in Colorado in need of behavioral health services, Colorado must have a comprehensive system that puts people first.
One bill creates a new behavioral health administration, bringing various state agencies under one roof. The other addresses suicide prevention, intervention, and support for friends and families. It extends the reach of the Suicide Prevention Commission and the State Health Department. The Pueblo Classic bicycle race is this weekend. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports it's expected to draw some 600 collegiate and pro competitors.
The long-distance Steel City Road Race is on Saturday, just outside of town. On Sunday, competitors will zoom around the historic Union Avenue district during the Pueblo Chili Criterium. Race organizer and MC Steve Liebel says they can hit speeds above 35 miles per hour.
It's NASCAR on bicycles. They're drafting off of each other, inches away from each other in this huge group. It's just exhilarating to watch them really turn it over.
Liebel says he hopes the experience of seeing a high-level race like this will get more Southern Coloradans interested in the sport. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.